Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast number 104. Today is May 8th, 2012. Are you trying to get better? Have you tried to get better to make a significant improvement in your life without real success? If so, then you're one of tens of millions of people who either are in psychotherapy or part of the personal growth movement, reading books, attending workshops, and using digital products in an attempt to reduce your anxiety and suffering and increase your happiness. Unfortunately, the success rate for these people is not very high. Although there is often some improvement, the negative self-talk, some noticeable anxiety, and an obsessive concern with the opinion of others usually continue after years of therapy and many courses. Let me offer a possible explanation. Most therapies and personal growth systems assume that we all live and deal with the same objective reality, and that some of us need better thinking and/or additional skills and information to deal with it more effectively. I think the reason for their poor success rates is that their basic assumption is flawed. We are not all dealing with the same objective reality, and our biggest problem is not our inability to deal effectively with that reality. Instead, the problem is that we're all dealing with different realities based on our beliefs, and our problems arise primarily from our mistaken views of reality. Let me elaborate. Beliefs are statements about reality that we feel are the truth. I am whatever. People are. Life is. Beliefs like this describe our reality. We think it really is true that I'm not good enough, or people can't be trusted, or life is difficult. If you hold these beliefs for you, they are actual descriptions of the world you live in. The problem for you and others holding such beliefs isn't merely an inability to cope with the world as it really is. Their real problem is that they are trying to deal effectively with a world that exists only in their mind. For example, if you believe that mistakes and failure are bad, and that if I make a mistake, I'll be rejected, then that is a fact in your world. That's an accurate description of the way the world really is for you. That view of the world will inhibit you from trying new things. It likely will make you afraid to speak in public. It will result in anxiety that you'll do something wrong and get rejected, and other dysfunctional behavior. If in the real world mistakes and failures are only good learning experiences, if really successful people consider their mistakes and failure to be merely building blocks for later success, then people with the two beliefs just mentioned don't need to think more effectively, to learn how to handle their emotions better, or devise more effective business strategies. They need to change their view of reality. In other words, they need to eliminate their beliefs about mistakes and failure that constitute an aspect of their worldview. Relationship problems are usually not due to a lack of interpersonal skills. Here's another illustration of my point. Imagine that in your world it was a fact that you were not lovable, that relationships never worked out in the long run, and that men or women couldn't be trusted. For you, given the nature of your world, the possibility of a good, nurturing, loving, long-term relationship would be slim to nil. Not because of your fears or your lack of social skills, but because your behavior in relationships is shaped totally by your view of yourself, potential mates, and relationships. Learning more interpersonal skills, better understanding your childhood influences, and learning some behaviors that make for better relationships will do little to help you have better relationships if you have the beliefs I just mentioned. What will help you create and sustain a loving, satisfying relationship? Changing your beliefs so that you live in a world in which you're lovable, relationships can work, and men and women can be trusted. There obviously are times when having certain skills and information can improve your ability to make money, have better relationships, be more successful at whatever you do, and reduce negative feelings. I'm not saying that eliminating beliefs and changing your worldview will automatically provide you with everything you want, automatically. Regardless of your worldview, some behaviors will be more effective in getting what you want than others. The single most important factor determining your happiness. What I am saying, based on what we've learned after helping over 13,000 clients in one-on-one sessions and over 150,000 people in our digital programs, is that the single most important thing causing the behavioral and emotional problems we face is our beliefs. And the single most important thing we can do to eliminate the behavioral and emotional problems we face is to eliminate the beliefs that determine our distorted worldview. If you found this post useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post at MortyLefko.com. And if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to RecreateYourLife.com where you can eliminate at least one negative belief free. And for information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, including a lack of confidence, and get a separate video of the Who Am I Really process, please check out recreateyourlife.com/naturalconfidence. Have a great week. See you next week.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.